John Gorsi. Okay, it's 26 minutes to 3 o'clock, and I mentioned at the start of the show that I'd be introducing you to some very interesting people, and one of the very interesting people that has arrived in the studio is Dr. Dino Patel. He's a member of the Balito Hindu Dharma Sabha, and coming through to present information about a colour fest.
Yeah,
isn't that exciting? Welcome to the afternoon show, Dino. Lovely to have you on board. I know very little about the event, but I am terribly excited to find out. So let's just talk about it for a second. Firstly, what is the Hindu Dharma Sabha?
Well, David, thanks so much for the invite and Tiboko. The Hindu Dharma Sabha has been around in Balito for 6 years. We're a non-profit organization trying to create awareness, you know, with the community, trying to do outreach programs, feeding schemes, buying computers for schools. So we've been around in 6 years, had various golf days, Diwali functions, and even during the looting and COVID, we've made parcels, food parcels, and distributed to the poorer areas. So we decided to do something different. We said, you know what, Balito hasn't really had a color fest. Okay, we've had it at school, but we wanted to get this into like a real community sort of vibe thing. So we decided on the 5th of March, between 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock, the color fest will really start at about 4 o'clock. We're going to have like a picnic style at the Lions Club by Townsend Park. So it's going to be outdoors, food and beverage on sale, loads of kids activities, fun for the whole family. And for each ticket that's purchased, it's a 50 Rand ticket. You get 4 Color Fest colors in packets. And you know, you can always refill them. You can buy them. They'll be on sale. We just want to have a lovely rainbow nation, colorful time.
Now,
you know?
I've seen documentaries and the event across the globe, because I think it's an international. It seems to be one of those kind of events where people just let themselves go in the spirit of it all, because it is such fun. It's crazily fun to immerse yourself in color. What is that color? I presume it's nothing too toxic.
It's nothing too toxic.
It's a powder.
It is a powder. And, you know, it's equivalent to the powder you have at home. So you try not to get it purposely into your eye or in your mouth. Yeah. If you do taste a little bit of it, it's nothing to be a problem.
So it's like a food coloring. Almost.
Yeah, exactly. But some toxic ones.
Well, let's not talk about that. We won't have any of that. But generally speaking, the idea is that is it a kind of a race where you get bombarded with different colors?
Yeah, so generally people like to wear like white outfits just to get this color effect on you, right? And you can get color in different forms. So you can get splattered with color in its dry form, or you can put them into water guns and shoot them off. The problem is we're trying to stay away from anything that's going to be quite dangerous to the eye or something.
Yeah.
You know? We also have got a lot of dances, music. There's a big procession. There'll be lots of food joints. Mozambique's actually joining. We've got Golden Tree caterers. So you've got everything from your Eastern food to your Western food. You've got a stall where they'll be doing free blood pressure and sugar checking. And then we've also got stations where people are doing massage, Reiki. It's going to be lots of fun for our community. The significance of Holi is quite important here. Generally, every year around this time, this is celebrated because it's a 2,400-year-old celebration. So it's the, you know, saying goodbye to winter in India and saying hello to spring. So it's saying goodbye to the old, hello to the new. Goodbye to the COVID, hello to the new vibe that we've got. Goodbye to all the negativity and hello to all the positivity.
It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
It's a regeneration or a start, a fresh start, Lots of fun, and for a cause as well. It's a marvelous nation-building exercise, yes, as well. Because for those that know very little about the Hindu faith, I presume you'll be able to learn a little more about it during the color. Is it a color run or a color festival?
It's a color festival, and basically there's no running. You can be stationary and still be messed with color and be partake in the joyous occasion.
And if you don't want to be covered in beautiful color, but you just want to attend and enjoy, you don't have to be covered.
You don't have to.
You can
decline.
We're
actually providing a free white T-shirt with each of the ColorFest tickets that's purchased.
So for $50,
you get a t-shirt as well,
and some color,
and
a chance to get in really involved in something unusually fun. And it's the first time it's happening in Ballita. Hopefully not the last. So just repeat again, it's happening fairly soon.
Yes. So it happens on Sunday, the 5th of March, between 1 and 5 p.m. at the Lions Club at Townsend Hall.
So that's not this Sunday coming, but the next one. It's 2 weeks time. It's really close. Townsend Park, based around the Lions Club structure, but then, of course, the whole park is going to be covered in activities, and there's going to be food vendors, music, fun, color, of course, photo opportunities galore, and a great time will be had by all. It's all in a good cause, and also I think a chance to get to find out a little bit more about the Hindu faith and about those that have been doing fabulous, sterling work behind the scenes for the community, not making any fuss about it at all. But this is now a kind of, as you say, a new start, emerging from the shadows into the color and the full light of dawn and integrating with the community. This is magnificent. We're very delighted to be able to add a little bit of color in terms of shining some light on it here from 88FM's perspective. And hopefully before the next Sunday comes along, you'll either pop in or give us a call to just give us an update as to how tickets are going. Where can one get tickets? Or is it simply available on the day at Townsend Park?
So it's available on the day at Townsend Park, or you can request for the tickets. We've got an email address, which is bhdsaum@gmail.com. And you could just request how many tickets you want, and we could pre-save those T-shirts and the ColorFest packets for you.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this conversation up as a podcast catch-up straight after the show. And if you've only just tuned in and are wondering what it's all about, well, just to recap, Dr. Patel is in from the Hindu Dharma Sabha Society that is running this color festival in Townsend Park next Sunday. It's a community event. It's an event that is rooted in the history of the Hindu faith, a regeneration, a starting again, goodbye to winter metaphorically and hello to spring, new beginnings. But it's a chance for you to just enjoy being alive and well, hopefully,
being South African
in the spirit of the Color Fest. And that's a moment in time to be joyful and to be loving and to be kind, because we can all do with a little bit of that. And for just $50, you get yourself a T-shirt and some colors and a chance, a license to be, well, just exuberant on a Sunday afternoon in the park. So thanks very much indeed for popping in and giving us the good news, Doc. And we look forward to seeing you in the park next Sunday, full of glorious color. But hopefully before then, we'll touch base. I'll put up the email address on the podcast. So if you would like to catch up with the conversation, go onto our website or our apps and find the afternoon show, and you'll find this conversation in its entirety, along with information in terms of where you can book your tickets in advance. Otherwise, just arrive at Townsend Park next Sunday, the 5th, with an open heart and a good mind and some money to spend on some excitement. It'll be fun. It'll be marvelous. And thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much,
my very special guest.
Thanks, Luca.
Dr. Dino Patel, a member of the Ballita Hindu Dharma Sabha, and he will be in the park next Sunday the 5th, for the color event, and I hope you're going to be there too. Here's John Mayer.